the man himself, Eddie George, one of the great running backs in the history of the National Football League, and he joins us here this morning. Nice to have you with us, Eddie. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Glad to be with you guys. How you guys doing today?
We're doing terrific. Thanks for asking. You're doing some terrific work yourself. You're involved with upgrading local parks and play areas and giving more opportunities for children to just get out and enjoy the great outdoors. Talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been pretty cool. I'm teaming up with Cub Cadet to support its My Town, My Strongsville contest. We're searching for a park that can get to the next level with just a little bit of help. People should go to www.cubcadet.com/mystrongsville and the Cub Cadet Facebook page to learn more and nominate their local park through June 30th. The winning park will get a $2,500 gift card. The person who nominates the winning park will get a $500 gift card for themselves. So there's money involved. You're doing a great thing for the kids in the community. And it's a really cool situation that Cub Cadet is doing in terms of transforming parks into playable playgrounds.
Now, Eddie, me and you are of a similar age, and things have changed an awful lot from when we were kids. Everything from instead of just going out to play, scheduled play dates, and a whole lot more. But the realities are, when we were young, kids were out on the street in parks playing. Now, I go around the neighborhoods, and I'm doing things. I'm walking the dogs, or I'm headed somewhere in the car. I never see kids out playing anywhere.
Yeah, I know. Because they're on their iPhones now playing video games or Instagramming or Twittering, whatever they do, looking at Vine, that they do that. And me having youngsters, I see it. So I try to strike a balance with my son. We have a deal. You can play your video games, you can play PlayStation, but guess what? At least three hours out of the day, you'll be outside doing something active. And, for him, he's 10 years old. And I said, you're going to run track. You have no choice in the matter at all. But, Dad, I don't want to. You have to run track. You have to swim. You don't have to play football, but you're going to do something active throughout the summer. And that's our agreement. Either that or get rid of the phone. So, you have to have that. You have to strike that balance because there's no way around getting – around technology and playing PlayStation and all of that. I do it myself, but you've got to get out there. You've got to be active. You've got to be conscious. And, this initiative that Cub Cadet is doing, it really supports that.
Excellent. And Eddie, it's funny. Listening to your answer,
Joe and I are the exact same mindset here.
I got to ask, football on the college level provided you with an education. On the NFL level, it provided you with wealth. You talked about, your son being active. You don't have to play football, but you got to do something, whether it run track or something else. Mm-hmm. If you had it all to do again, number one, would you play football? And number two, how do you feel about your son playing football with the risks involved as we now know it?
Well, number one, yes, I would, because I wouldn't be in the situation that I'm in now in my life. Without the game, having met the people that I've met, been exposed to various facets of life. Yes, the game was violent. We're still doing studies to see the impact of head concussions and post-trauma after leaving the game and how that relates. But it was in my spirit that I played the game. It's nothing that anybody forced me to do. I was drawn to it. And I was blessed enough to play 9 years without missing a game due to injury. That doesn't mean I didn't play hurt or play through some injuries or concussion. But if my sons are gravitating toward that, I cannot get in the way of that. I'll support them. I'll pray for them. I'll give them all the tricks of the trade to stay healthy, so to speak. But that's something that I can only guide them through it. I will not force them in the game. And I think now, my oldest son, who is 18, played football at DeMatha last year. I was going to play football at Vanderbilt. So, I have my natural concerns, obviously, and that's why I try to really preach to him the proper technique of hitting and seeing what you hit, keeping your head up, staying out of harm's way, not leading with your head. I think the NFL, you know, they've been under a lot of fire and scrutiny, but they're desperately trying to make the game safer by implementing the rules. And we as fans, we get all upset, this is turning into flag football, and I was one of those guys that said that. But when you implement these rules, you now have players thinking more rather than just haphazardly putting themselves in the way of harm and somebody else by going out there leading with the head and just trying to annihilate a guy and end his career. I think you now put it in a conscious effort, making them more conscious and being present in terms of how they're taking care of each other. In that regard, you're getting a much safer game.
You know, you talk about the concussions over the years, and I mean, I was torn here what direction to take it in your old team or the league itself. I'm going to stick with the league. A lot of hits against the shield between the concussions, the domestic abuse, the drug abuse, mm-hmm. and now Deflategate. Roger Goodell's going through a pretty hard stewardship at this point in time.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of the job he's doing handling all this?
Wow, I mean, you talk about the first 9 years. It's hard to believe that he's been the commissioner since, 2006. And then right immediately, he had to go through a lockout of the players, really redefining the CBA, which took some hits there, how he's handled certain issues. I think that it's a learning experience for him. I don't agree with some of the things that the way he's handled it, but just taking, you know, from his perspective, this has been a tough period in terms of the NFL and where they're headed. If I'm giving him a grade, I would give him a C-minus at this point in time. And that doesn't mean that in the future things will get better. But I do know Roger's heart is to protect the shield. He's done a fantastic job for the people that are keeping them employed, which is the owners. They've gotten a really strong CBA in the owner's favor. So that being said, you know, he's going to take his hits in terms of policy, of conduct policy, a more robust drug policy in terms of suspensions, making the game safer, changing the game, and so forth. And he's going to take that type of hit. And that comes along with the territory. Listen, you know, he's making $40 million in two or three years. And, you know, that comes along with the territory. And I think he's done a fairly decent job of it.
Okay, all in all, a 30-second quick answer. We want to try and keep you somewhat on schedule, and we got a break coming up here. Do you find the heavy-handed approach, do you find him a little heavy-handed, maybe a little Machiavellian in his nature, and do you think he has to kind of eliminate that in order to end up being the commissioner going forward in the distant future?
Well, that's why I think, you know, Troy Vincent has been instrumental in this whole deal, is that Troy comes from the NFL, and he is a player. He understands the NFLPA side, and now he's come on to help with those decisions. So I think he's beginning to delegate some of that responsibility to some of the staff. I think Roger has learned to be humble, humility in all of this, that you can't be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. And then you have to be judged the same way about your job. You know, there was a situation during the Saints situation where he says that ignorance is not an excuse. Well, in the Ray Rice situation, you know, you got to be held the same accountability. You know, Roger, you know, ignorance of you not seeing the tape is not an excuse. And how do you now be reprimanded for your lack of knowledge? You know, because that is your job description. You should know all things. You should have all the information in front of you before making a decision. So those are some of the learning things and the growing pains, I guess, of him being the commissioner. It's not an easy job, but somebody has to do it. And Roger Goodell is the man wearing that hat.
Eddie, we appreciate the couple minutes. CubCadet.com is the place to go. Keep up the good work with the parks. You're doing a good thing, and we'd love to have you back sometime.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.